All right, Never Nation, we have got big news.
Big.
Very big. We've got merch.
Merch alert.
Yep. That's the only noise that we're going to make now. Is merch alert. So if you want to profess your love on a very public scale for Never Thought I'd Say This, now you can have t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, and my favorite is the hoodies. They're so soft.
Yep.
We've got a black one that has hashtag trauma bonded on it. We've got a white one with the Never Thought I'd Say This logo. You can sit in your hoodie, drink your coffee out of a mug with a t-shirt underneath, with your tote bag over your arm, and
listen to our podcast.
Just at home or in your car. Doesn't matter. But yeah, go to unsweetened.com. That's unsweetened.com. And that's where you'll find the Never Thought I'd Say This merch. And you too can become a walking billboard for the Never Nation.
And send us some pictures of you in the merch. And we would love to see them. So, you know, just be... keep rocking it with the Never Nation stuff and wear the merch.
Merch alert. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your host, Celia Behar.
Could you be?
Oh,
that would be. I'll be you for a day.
Not are with you your sure about that?
Not with your allergies, actually.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
You're Jody Sweetin, though.
I am Jody Sweetin. Right. I'm Jody Sweetin with allergies.
You
who
are
is just miserable.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So you're just gonna hear this throughout the whole show, and I promise it's just me over here, like trying not to die. And
just don't even. Just keep blowing your nose, or like let it drip
right
all out of you.
Microphone. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. Emily doesn't care. She'll watch the microphone.
That's why they have these little protective covers. You can just take them off and get a new one.
So gross. Yeah.
No, but I'm not sick, but I just like, I'm just miserable.
I know. I'm sorry. I had allergy shots my whole life and I've never been happier.
I would take anything right now. I've taken so much allergy medication though that I'm now just in this weird state of like, brain fog. So I don't know how today's going to go.
I love when we don't know how to. We never know anyway.
We never know.
So it's
That's
fine.
True. That's true. Do we need to give parent stats? I feel like at this point people know.
No, come on. Really? I mean, do we have? If you don't know, you have to start from the beginning of the show.
I have three turtles named. No, I don't know. I'm just going to. I told you it's going to get weird.
Don't have any kids. I'm not even sure how I ended up here. I was going to totally just quote you randomly because, we were talking about, the hell were we? Again, about like lying and stupid shit. So our whole day today, I feel like we have some like lying stories to tell and we'll get there, but I just need to tell everybody what you said because I was lying to my own children. Well, not really. Harper and I were using code to talk about the fact that Lulu is getting an iPad for, the holidays.
I thought you were going to say an eye patch.
I mean, with her coordination, that could be coming. Also, for Lulu, that would be like an absolutely inappropriate fashion statement.
Lulu's getting an eye patch.
She's getting an eye patch.
I was like, oh my God, what's happened?
Yeah, I mean, for Lulu, nothing would have happened. That would have just been like something that she wanted. She wanted that.
So she's not getting an iPad.
She's not getting an iPad
as of yet.
She's
getting an iPad.
An iPad, which is the first thing, you know, she doesn't have any electronics, Lulu, at all. And so she's getting it's hand-me-down, whatever. She's getting it. Harper was having a goddamn fit about the whole thing because it's not fair.
Right.
Because I didn't get an iPad when I was her age. My first electronic was a notebook. It was a Nook, and that's not, it's not the same. And she's wigging out. And I have a real issue with this. I'm going to have a discussion about this. I was like, you can just discuss it up your ass. I don't really give a shit. Like, you're not.
Who you think you're discussing this with?
Go find a corner and have a fantastic conversation with it. Or I'll get you a chair. You can use gestalt therapy.
Oh, yes. I love talking to empty chairs. How many empty chairs have I talked to in my life?
What are you, Clint Eastwood? That's where you're going with that now?
No, I'm saying because I've been in therapy.
I know. And that's a great, anyway.
Get to the hell fucking care.
So whatever. I started making the whole story because Lulu got in the car at some point and Harper's still trying to air her grievances about this. And I'm like, giving her a look and she's not. So I just start using your kids' names. So I'm like, you know, if B is going to get an iPad and Zoe has a problem with that, then Zoe's got a lot of issues coming at her. Let me tell you how much trouble I think Zoe's going to get into, you know, and I'm telling you this story. And so I just want everyone to know that I'm like, yeah, well, I'm like, you know, maybe Lulu didn't know what we were talking about. Maybe she did. She probably did. And you just go, what? She did not know. Lulu is off in her own world making sandcastles out of her boogers for all you know. And now I think that's my favorite thing because while it has not happened, I feel very sure that it will. Like,
well, I think I said that I've had a few of your favorite quotes.
Yes.
That's the one was like, get something about a stick and a leaf. I'll show you what boredom looks like. Here's a, I'm getting a stick and a leaf and you're going to find out what bored looks like.
I'm going to throw out all your stuff. Yeah. Give you a stick and a leaf and find out how bored you are then.
Right. But no, I was like, Lulu was not paying attention. No. She was building sandcastles out of her own boogers in the backseat.
She probably was.
Right. And that's not even like, I don't mean that as an offense to Lulu. I mean it because Lulu is off in her own world doing God knows what.
Whatever she does. In the backseat. With her eye patch on.
Right. But that's now the new thing. She now has, she's a pirate.
She, oh God, could you imagine? She would just run around being like, that's all she would do. Anyway, yeah, I just need to tell that story before I forgot because I wrote it down because I thought
I'm
it was so
glad
funny.
You wrote it down. That makes me really proud of myself.
I wouldn't have remembered otherwise probably because I don't remember shit. But, you know. Yeah.
So what is our never thought I'd say this moment for the day?
Well, you know this because you I came over the next day, but I think it's a good one still.
I still feel like we've talked.
We have
is
not,
it just that we've talked about it between ourselves?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Emily will tell us. She'll go, don't. This is a bad idea.
Right. She might say that anyway. I feel Whatever. Like most of this podcast is Emily being like, this is all a bad idea. I'm still really not sure how I ended up on this thing. This is what it was. My never thought I'd say this is I used my daughter to get me out of a bad blind date.
Okay, Emily's giving us the thumbs up. We have not talked about this yet.
Talked about it. I didn't think so.
This was actually a really great and terrible story.
It was terrible and funny. Well, all right. So this is basically what happened, as you know. I had a wing woman set up as, you know, I met a guy online. We chatted a little bit. I was really hesitant about going out with him anyway. As you know, there were red flags, but I was like, I'm trying not to be judgmental. Like, he seems like he's nice. Maybe I'm just like being a jerk. But remember,
was it the fashion that was the choice? Well, that was the
problem. Right. Yes. But remember, he insisted on picking me up, which I didn't like. Like, I was like, and he was all because he was like new to town.
My favorite murder on Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered, that should have been like the number one.
And I did a very stupid thing and I was like, I just got my new car. So I said, you know, you can just meet me here and I'll drive.
Because
I figured at least if it's my car, it'd be harder to dispose of my body. I don't know what.
Got a bigger trunk. I mean, you've got a very nice trunk size now.
But, well, thanks. I don't. But yeah, so it was not smart. But I did what I think too many women do, where it's like I felt bad because he pushed it to be like, yeah, no, I'm really not comfortable with that. I'll just meet you out. And I caved and I was like, well, just meet me at my place and you can park here and I'll drive.
Right.
So he was new to town. And so that's what went down. And from the second he showed up, it was Friday night in LA.
I remember you texting and you were like, I can't even believe what he showed up to this date in.
Yeah. Ripped jeans that were like sagging, you know, old, stained, beat up boots, Harley Davidson old t-shirt like tucked in and a baseball hat on backwards. First date on a Friday night in LA, going to like a nice sushi restaurant.
Even anywhere.
I mean, even unless you're meeting for coffee.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I know. See, no, I'm trying.
No, stop painting red flags green.
It was bad.
that was
a rare giggle from Rachel that we just got.
Don't paint the red flags green.
It was, you're right. No,
we're painting the flags green. Like from Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I painting the roses have red. A flag. Yeah. I did what I, it was not a good idea. Anyway.
Okay,
so,
anyway.
But now he's here. So I'm like, well.
Not here. He's not here during this podcast. No, he's
thank God. He is very blocked.
He is not present for this podcast.
No.
She met here on the date.
Right. Spoiler alert. There's not a second date.
Right.
I know I texted you. You were like, are you going to be able to get out of this date later?
No. I was.
Oh, yeah. You fell asleep.
I fell asleep for once.
But you
I actually went to bed early.
But that's okay because you were not the person I set up. What I did, if any of you remember when Karen Rothstein was on the show.
Yes.
I had set up Karen to to be the person that gets me out of this date in case right. it sucked. And Karen's all, absolutely, I got your back, whatever. And I have this whole plan where I'm, because I'm apparently just can't say, I'm not having a good time. I need to go home. Right.
right.
And so I have Karen on like call and right. I'm like, listen, if I text you at any point and I say, hey, how's Harper feeling or how's Lulu feeling? Right. That means this date sucks.
Right.
And you need to call me and tell me as, you know, their soon to be stepmom that right, I need right, to right. come home. Like right. pretend you're, you know, their soon to be stepmom. And she's like, yeah, no problem. Great. Well, I know it's going to suck from the get go.
Right.
So I send her a quick text as soon as he gets there, as I'm walking to the car being like, all right, give me like 45 minutes. This is probably going to blow.
Right.
But I'm also trying hard not to be judgmental. So she's like, give it a chance. You don't, just because he's wearing something stupid doesn't matter. Like, maybe he's great. I'm like, fine. So we get there. Yeah, no, not great. Like, no. The whole thing, it was like being on a date with my stepdad, which was not at all sexy.
Which is not, no.
At all. So at some point, I'm like, I, you know, excuse myself to the bathroom real fast, send the quick text to her, like, waiting for her to be like, okay, you know, calling you in 5.
Right.
Nothing. And then I'm like, okay, Karen, nothing. Like, I keep sending them as right. I'm walking back to the table, nothing.
Right.
So now I'm just lying. Like, now right. I'm looking at him and I'm like, keep checking my phone. He's like, something up. I'm like, you know, my daughter wasn't feeling well. And so I just was like trying to see right. if she's all right. I sent a text message to their, you know, stepmom. So I don't know, you right. know, if she, you know, she right. is or not. She,
right. Something could be horrifically wrong.
Uh-huh. And I just am waiting.
I'm really
hear
hoping
back.
For that. Like, right. Yeah, right. exactly.
I know that we're not really great at the Instagram or the social media in general.
Well, but you called it the Instagram, so therefore, yeah.
So no, by default, we're just yeah. not. I know. Well,
we're getting better, though.
We are, and I'm going to get much better because Ooh. I took Introduction to Social Media Strategy online. It was a class that I took from Skillshare.
Oh, fantastic.
It was really interesting. I learned a lot of things about social media that I didn't know about how to get things to trend and, you know, how to use your hashtags right. Lots of stuff that we do wrong.
Well, we're learning.
It's pretty cool. And altogether, Skillshare has been really fun to explore because they just have all these really great classes. And, you know, I like to be creative and this makes it really easy, especially with my busy schedule. And I really like to learn new things. And I know that you do too.
Yeah.
Too,
oh, you know? Learning is always fun.
Right. It is really very
especially
fun.
In the comfort of your own home.
Agreed. I sat in my bed and I did it and I felt really smart. I don't know that I am really smart, but I felt it when I took the class.
That's okay.
I thought so. I really think that, you know, you can just be creative in anything that you do, and that's really helpful. And they have thousands of classes that you can take in photography, creative writing, which I did one, which was great, design, productivity, all kinds of things that
that's
are
amazing.
Just amazing. Yeah, I really love Skillshare. It's super easy to use, and they've got really great classes. And you can join millions of students already learning on Skillshare, thanks, I can't speak, and get 2 months free when you sign up at Skillshare.com/say this. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Get started today by heading to Skillshare.com/say this to sign up. One more time. That is Skillshare.com/say this.
And you too can be as social media savvy as we are, or are trying to be.
Trying to be. All of a sudden, randomly, Harper wrote me just to say goodnight.
Right.
And I'm like, thank God. So I just write her back and I'm like, where are you at your dinner? And I say to the guy, I'm like, ooh, that's my oldest daughter. I think something might be
something,
up.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Like, you know, dinner's over. Now it's time to go. And he's like, oh, we should, you know, go hang out. And now, meanwhile, keep in mind, this guy's car is in front of my place. Like, he knows where I live. It's so
Dude,
awkward.
SSDGM.
I know. What I could have totally gotten murdered. I don't know. It was bad. And so, and also,
as a murderino, I'm greatly disappointed.
I know. It's
in
shameful.
Your
I know. Karen in Georgia, I apologize profusely. It's bad. It was a bad call. Here's the other thing. The guy was 6'5", and made a point of telling me at dinner when he's like, yeah, I was a football player and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, something about the fact that he'd always gotten everything he wanted.
So this is what none of the, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, yeah.
But what are you telling you? This is none yeah, of this yeah. is making me feel good.
It was not good. That's why I was like, I had the heebie jeebies. Exactly.
You're an idiot.
It was so dumb.
You are
this
dumb.
Was at dinner. And he's like, okay. Yeah, being told, you know, when you always get everything you want, when someone tells you no, you're like, what do you mean?
Oh, my
no?
God. Right. Oh, my God.
Right.
Celia.
It was not good, right? It was bad.
I didn't know all of this.
Yes.
Now I want to throw things at you.
We'll do that later.
Well, so, there's nothing here except a coffee mug.
And that don't would be, throw that.
Yeah, no.
You won't throw that just because you don't want to clean up the
mess. I don't want to clean up the mess. That's exactly. You know me.
Uh huh. Yeah, so whatever. It was, and he's like half joking, but you know, here's the thing. You don't know as a woman. And I'm joking, being like, I did what women always do, but it's not funny. We do that, I think, a lot of time because
we don't know
how to
Guys,
say.
Guys, if you're listening,
yeah,
that's
don't
not
do
funny.
That.
Don't,
it's not
that's
funny.
That's not funny.
And keep in mind, and I did tell this guy off later, but like, keep in mind, like, if a woman says, no, I want to meet you at the restaurant, meet her at the restaurant. Like,
right.
You're not, you know, it's don't pressure somebody into like coming over and picking them up. I understand that it's like old school. You sort of want to be like gentlemanly or whatever.
Right.
But that's not something we can do anymore.
Right.
Like, sorry, but it's not.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, Harper had texted me. I write her right back. I'm like, are you at dinner? Like, are you having dinner right now? I think that's how I put it. And she wrote, and she doesn't write me back for a while. And we're in my car and we're getting really close to my house. And
with
he's trying to be like,
fucking,
oh, we should have some drinks and blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God,
and I'm like,
no, no.
You know, and I'm like, well, no, no. I'm just got to make sure my daughter is going
right.
to be, you know, okay. And all of a sudden, Harper.
You should have been like, oh, can you hold my taser for me? Like, just so he knew. Right. Okay. Like, excuse me. Oh,
hold
God.
On.
Hold on. I think I've dropped my mace.
Karen, you know, still have not spoken. I don't know where the hell she is. She's never called me. Harper all of a sudden texts back. Right as I'm pulling up to my house and she's like, or I was at a stoplight and she goes, and she's like, you know, yeah, we're done with dinner now. And I just wrote back, oh my God, please call me. And she writes back, why? And I just wrote back, bad date, call me.
Right.
And the kid did it. Like all of a sudden she's calling me.
Harper pulled through.
She totally did. And I was like, oh my God. So I pick up he can see because, you know, on your dashboard
right,
it says
right.
who's calling and you can hear her
because
little voice.
Because the asshole's in your car because you
right.
let him into your car.
Because I let him in my car like a total douchebag.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know, she's like, hey, mommy, Lulu's throwing up and, you know, she really wants you. I'm like, does she need me to come back? And she's like, yeah, Jennifer doesn't know what to do. So if you could just, you know, come back here and get her, like, that'd be great. I'm like, okay, I'll be there in like 10 minutes.
Right.
Like, no problem. And I just go, thank you so much for handling this, Harper. And she just, there's like one little beat and Harper just goes, you're welcome. And it hangs up. All right. So I'm okay. Like, sorry, dude, I gotta go.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Being a parent,
puking
this is the thing.
Oh,
puking
yeah.
kid. Like running out. I'm like, kick, you know, and he's like still trying to talk to me like outside the car. I'm like, yeah, right. No, but seriously, gotta go.
Yeah, yeah.
So I fly around the corner where I sit in the dark, turn off all my lights and wait till he like drives away. And I'm like sitting there quietly.
Oh my
and
God.
And I text Harper and I'm like, hey, can you call me back right now? I'm like, you know, I can say goodnight
right.
to you for real. And she just responds with, oh, I will when we get home. And I go, wait, what? We? Where are you? She goes, we were at dinner. And I go, holy God, did you just call and get me out of a bad date with your dad, your soon to be stepmom, and your sister all in the car on speakerphone? And she goes, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I just write back and I'm like, did your dad think it was funny? Please tell me that your dad thinks it was funny. Tell him it was right. funny, right? It was funny, right? Tell him next time I'm going to make him call me. And she writes back and she goes, yeah, no. They don't have the same sense of humor as you do.
Oh, boy.
I about died. So then... I've actually not spoken to him about it, but she called me to say goodnight and I was like, oh my God, so was your dad like pissed off or like, what was it?
Right.
Because I'm hysterically laughing. And she's like, they just didn't think it was funny. And she's like, and I hung up the phone and I said to dad, like, you know, aren't you happy that, you know, I've never had to get you out of a bad date before. And he was like, I would never have had you do that, Harper. And she said, oh, well, aren't you just so lucky that you've never been on a bad date, dad? And I was like, you know what? Right now, you're my favorite.
Right. Yeah.
Right now. Right now. You won the fa- I usually I hate you both equally. Like, no. Right now.
Every you're my favorite. Once in a while, they come through in a pinch. You know, like, you're like, I don't know how this is going to work out. And then they and then it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Well, so here's the thing that I came over to you the next day and I remember feeling like super bad about it. And I was like, you know, I was like, I feel really guilty because I helped her lie with me, you know, right. And was that terrible that I had her lie? And that was when I remember, like, as I really did feel bad, because I was like, you know, do I talk to her about it? And I did end up talking to her about it, by the way, about right. lying. And you made the best point.
And next time, don't lie in front of your
ex. Yeah, please.
Dad.
Yeah, please.
Right. Yeah.
Right, yeah. It was all a lot. Right. But I think the point is, and I wondered if, you know, my ex-husband was going to say anything to me, because it was a discussion I would have had with him about it. He actually never brought it up. But you made a point of saying, if you teach your kids, especially your girls, never to lie, you know, you're setting them up to be hurt at times. And it's ridiculous to think that your kids can't ever lie. Sometimes lying is a necessity.
Right. I mean, the thing is, you know, and we teach our kids sort of the gradations of lie. You know what I mean? Yes. There's like, there's the lies that you tell people to be, just be nice.
Yes,
like if you get a shitty birthday present,
right,
which we've all gotten,
right,
you don't go, wow, this is a shitty
from
birthday present. Right. Well, unless, right. Unless it's that, in which case you send me pictures and then we talk about it.
Right.
But you wouldn't say it to the person's face.
No.
Like, or if, you know, and I tell the girls this all the time, like if, you know, I tell Zoe, like, if, look, B comes out in an outfit that you wouldn't put together or whatever, like, don't be like, oh, that's what you're wearing. Like,
right.
Just be like,
ugly.
Oh,
just
right.
Be like,
if she asks you, do I look good? Like, be it. Like, you put together something that you seem really
right.
happy with.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's like when you go see a bad play and you're like, I don't know how you did that.
Right. Yeah. I don't. Wow. That's, you were in that.
You were.
Yeah. You did that.
That happened.
Right. But that's the thing. Like, those are the things that we teach our kids. And you know, you and I have talked about this. Mm-hmm. Like, as girls, sometimes we do have to lie in order to keep ourselves safe. Like, yeah. You know, and it sucks. It sucks that
yeah.
raising girls in this sort of modern world, you know what I mean? Like, that you do have to be like,
yeah.
sometimes you have to lie and be like, oh, I have a boyfriend. Oh, I'm going. So, oh, that's not,
right.
you know, not only to save someone's feelings, but to really save yourself and to make sure that yeah. you're sort of, that you're safe.
Right. I mean,
unless
listen.
You're an idiot that fucking let somebody come to their house and you take them in your car.
Exactly. And I should
Celia
have 100% gone with my favorite murders, you know, fuck politeness.
Right.
When it comes to that, fuck politeness, apologize later, when he kept insisting that he wanted to pick me up. I 100% should have done that.
Right.
But I went to that place
right.
where I was
no,
like,
I get that.
I feel bad. I'm going to hurt his feelings. I don't want him to think. I think
right.
he's a psycho. But the thing is, it's like he could have been a psycho and he should have been respectful of that.
He should have respected that I was.
Right. But I did honestly, like, because then he sort of didn't get the hint and I did actually end up like writing him and was like, listen, next time a girl says to you, you know, they want to meet you at a restaurant, don't insist that you pick them up. Like,
right.
I asked you 3 times and I caved and that was my bad. But that was really uncomfortable. And another thing you probably shouldn't ever do again is tell someone that, you know, you're not used
is
to being
show
told
up in a backwards baseball hat.
I said that too.
On a first date.
I did say that at the end.
I'm glad that at least out of this disaster, you were like, yo, buddy.
Right.
Here's all the shit that went wrong.
Yeah.
Like, just
I
as,
did.
Just at, for future reference.
Yep. Like, moving on in dating, don't do things like
don't
that.
Don't do, right. All of the things that happened on this date, don't do them ever again.
Right. Like, please don't. But I think, you know, I did feel bad about Harper lying, but I do think it was actually like a good lesson to her. Although, of course, then she was like, I always want to be that for you. Like, whenever
right,
you her,
like,
and I was
oh,
like, no.
No, no, no. Right.
But you want to know who it's never going to be again? Karen.
Well.
Who woke up the next morning and was like, oh my God, you're never going to speak to me again.
I know.
Like, no, I hate you. Like, you know. And then had the balls to ask me the following week, hey, are you around? Because I'm going to go on a date. Like, if I need you, could you call me? I said, you can, but I'm not going to answer.
You should have given her Harper's number.
I mean, yeah.
And like, Harper will do it.
Yeah, set up your kids for it. Like, see if Callie wants to do that. Because, you know.
Don't mind me. I'm just over here itching.
I know. Sorry.
It's all right.
My face is falling off.
If only.
Yeah. I don't know. That was my never thought.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this sort of like, and I feel like we talked about it a little bit with Good Moms, Bad Choices,
mm-hmm.
With, you know, dating as a single mom.
Yes.
Like
we
that,
did.
That it's sort of, you know,
on
it's
their
not,
show.
Well, right. That it's not always the easiest.
No.
And then, you know, seeing your, having your kids have to get you out of bad dates is.
With your ex in the car. I mean, so it's like, that was so humiliating. You know what I mean? It's like he's getting married in a mall. Hey, can you get me out of a bad date that I'm on? Like
well, it's just the... I mean, it's not.
Oh, but it's not even, it's not just like the humiliation factor that like, okay, I'm having, you know, anyone get me out of, it's like, what, do you not have friends? Like, that's what he had to have been thinking. Like, this is it. This is your option.
I knew she has no friends.
Yeah.
I
like
knew.
This is the 12-year-old is all she had right. to call her.
Did you text me? I think you did text me.
You were
me.
Sleeping.
I was. I feel like every other night of my life, except for like when my friends text at like 11 p.m. and are like, I'm in a bad situation. Can you help? Those are the only, there's like been three nights that I'm like just out asleep, snoring away. Every other night of my life, I'm like up until 12:30, just like this.
I know, staring at the ceiling.
Right. Yeah. Wait, except for when my friends need me.
But I just realized, to be fair, like a few months later, you did get me out of another bad date in another time zone, for that matter.
Oh my God, I did.
The one, the okay, guy
what
that
was
cried?
This story? Oh, the guy that, oh, cried at okay. The bar. This.
So you guys, I'm not kidding.
Like, so is this, yeah, this is just Celia's bad dates.
It's, I mean.
Celia's bad Tinder.
This is just my, I'm going to be, I.
No, but this
is
a good one.
I said it to your mom because who's joining us soon. I said it to your mom. I'm going to die alone. I stand by that because of what's online. But yes.
And she actually agreed with you.
Yeah, by the end of her looking at Tinder, she was like, yeah, you are.
Yeah, you're going to die
alone. That's what's out there.
Enjoy your cats.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe that the holidays are around the corner.
Oh, don't remind me. I stress so much about shopping.
Do you? Because I've totally got a really good idea for you.
Ooh.
Yeah. Canvas people. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. It's really special gifts for special people in your life. You just got to go to Canvas people. They are prints of your favorite memories on canvas. They turn them into unique works of art that add a beautiful touch to your home.
Oh, I love that. I hang stuff in my little family photo gallery there.
Exactly. I actually just had one done of me and the girls on my birthday over on Santa Monica Pier, and it's hanging in my bedroom. Aww, and everybody actually is smiling in it. So, of course,
that is a memorable moment and should be made into art on your wall.
I mean, it really almost never happens. So it was kind of it's amazing. I mean, and every time Harper comes into my room, she's like, oh, my gosh, I love that picture of us.
Aww,
yeah, it's been
that's great.
It's really nice to have. So I think that everyone would like it. With Canvas people, you get your favorite memories printed to cherish and beautiful prints that look great on any wall. And as a special, very limited holiday offer, canvaspeople.com is offering their popular 11 by 14 photo canvases for free. That's right, free.
What?
Yeah, these normally sell for $69.99, but you'll pay nothing. Just cover shipping and handling. To get your free canvas, text SAY to 64,000. Just pay shipping and handling. This offer will not last. Text SAY to 64,000. That's SAY to 64,000.
And you could get an awesome gift for like your mom or yourself for free.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, now I feel much less stressed about my holiday shopping.
You're welcome. You, I told I was going out. You were in New York. So you're in a different time zone. Even.
I was in a different time zone. Yes. I was visiting my boyfriend in New York.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. And you texted and you were like, oh my God, this, I'm going out on a date. Like, can you be available? And I was like, yeah, sure. I'll probably be up. And it was so much worse than I could have even possibly
so
imagined.
It was so bad.
Please
well,
tell.
All right. So first of all, he got there before I did. Fine. He had three drinks before I even got there. So
oh, yeah.
He was like almost completely wasted by the time I walked in. And I'm like, cool.
Was he wearing, what was he at least not wearing a backwards baseball hat?
He was not wearing a backwards baseball hat. He was wearing a like Hawaiian shirt. That thing that I also I know that's sort of like a thing for some dudes. Don't do that. It's not good.
The Tommy Bahamas. Not
no,
a good look.
Not good. Then he was
unless
like,
"You're going to a Jimmy Buffett concert."
Even then, don't go to a Jimmy Buffett concert.
No.
Yeah. Then he was like, He told me how hot he is like five different times. He wasn't, by the way. Just in case you're wondering.
Just to clarify. Just to clarify. I haven't seen pictures, so I can't.
I'll find one. But he was not. And he...
But confident.
But not. Because you don't tell people how hot you are if you're confident. Okay, let's be clear here. Unless you being true. Insecure, wanting someone to validate you, you're projecting.
Please tell me that you were like, meh.
No, I was like I was just, I sort of did the like, good for you.
I'd give it a solid five.
Good for you and your confidence thinking that. Like, right. I think I went there. He wanted to show me pictures of his ex-girlfriend who they had, I'm not making this up.
Oh.
They had just broken up and they had a very verbally and physically abusive relationship.
Wow.
He once hit her in the face.
But wait.
This is a first date.
But this was, right. But didn't he tell you why that happened?
He punched her in the face. He punched her in the face because she had gotten on top of him and grabbed his testicles. They were both naked. And where did that go?
It's not funny.
It's not.
It's, and so what then, the fuck?
Why are you telling me this? And so he punched her in the he punched her in
because
the face.
Because she was grabbing his
testicles and wouldn't let go. He's still very in love with her. And then when I look at a picture of her, because she's beautiful, and I'm like, great. And then he's like, show me the picture of the last guy you dated. And I'm like, no, I'm good. And he's like, no, do it. Like it was gotten super weird. He was getting loud. Like the bartenders were like looking at us, and I'm like, oh my god. And like, show him a picture. And he's like, yeah.
You should have just pulled up a picture of like just some really hot dude on the internet.
I should have.
This is him.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm hotter than that guy. And I was like,
you're like that.
You're not actually, but right. Okay. Like you're like that
that's
was
David
bizarre.
Beckham.
Yeah. Barack Obama.
Right. Yeah.
It was so weird. And then. What the hell happened? I don't remember. I mean, then he told me he had a drinking problem, which was already very clear, by the way.
Which was pretty evident given the fact that he'd had like right. four drinks before you
showed up.
And
that he's codependent and that he really needs a therapist. And am I available to take new clients? And he's dead serious. He would like to book a session with me.
So I think it was really tanking, yeah. But I need a therapist.
At some point, he was like, and he kept asking me, like, he's like, "How is this a good date? Like, is this a good date?" And I'm like,
if you have just as a blanket statement, yeah, if you have to ask how a date is,
or tell someone how you
how
are.
Sex is, yeah, it's not. It's if you're no asking. Good. Probably not that
it's
good.
It's not good. At some point you texted me and you were like, do you need me? And I just remember writing back in all caps, yes.
Yes, right.
And you were like, okay.
I think you texted and you were like, he's crying.
Oh,
because he started crying at one point.
Yeah,
right?
So then when he started talking about the ex again, how much he loves her, he started bawling.
Emily's face right now, by the way.
Yep.
Emily is sitting here. Rachel is in shock.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're just shaking their heads like, what? Who?
Mm-hmm. This is why when people are like, why don't you go on more dates? I'm like, well, let me tell you.
let me tell you about the ones that I have gone on.
Yeah, let me tell you
about
this.
With guys that may or may not want to shove me in their trunk.
Right.
Show up in terrible outfits and
cry.
Also crying alcoholics.
Right. You know. And then it's like, gee, it's like a choice between.
I wonder why I don't want to go out on more.
Or hang out with my three-legged cat. Guess what? The cat wins every time.
Right.
Like, it's not. You know, oh my God, it was so bad. So yeah, he starts bawling. I mean, bawling to the point where one of the bartenders walks by me at one point and he just looks at me and he's like, hang in there. And like keeps going. And I'm like, I'm out. And then you called. So then you're like, you said you were locked out or whatever.
Yeah, I was like, I
was on speaker, so I knew Mescal could hear.
Yes, like, yes. By the way, I'm sitting there. My boyfriend and I are home. We'd gotten like out to dinner or whatever. Yeah. It was like 11 o'clock. We were just laying there watching TV. And I was like, hold on. I need to get Celia out of a date. So he's like, okay. So I have it on speaker and he's just like looking at me like, oh my God. And I'm like, yeah, I'm locked out. Like, can you,
yeah,
oh
like,
my God,
keys.
You have the spare set of keys and I'm locked out and I can't, oh, like I just need to get in and I got to go get the kids from a sleepover. I don't know. I was
yeah,
just like throwing
rambling.
Fucking everything I could at the wall mm-hmm. to just be like, this is dire.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, I'll be right there.
Yeah. I was like, I'm walking out.
Right. And it was so funny. He's like, hang up the phone. I'm laughing hysterically. And my boyfriend just looks at me and goes, you are a liar. Like, totally kidding. And the whole rest of the night, like, everything I'd say, he's like, I can't trust you anymore.
Well, then I called
you
back.
And I was like, what? It was a good lie.
It was
a good
lie.
These are good girls. paralyzed. He's like, I just can't believe you.
It was so bad. I know. And thank you, Miss Gal, for helping with that, right, or sitting through it, really, because then, right, I know I called back and you answered and I was, right, laughing
and
so hard.
And I think he was like, you don't need to be on speaker.
Yeah, you're like,
it's okay.
You can
take
her off
speaker.
Really
take it off speaker. I don't need to.
I was laughing so hard that you were like, are you crying? And I was like, no. Like, it was so. And then I just remember like spewing it all to you. I was like, he's an alcoholic and he's codependent. He'd like to come to me for therapy. He's punched his girlfriend in the face after she wouldn't let go of his testicles. Like, I just, like, and you were like, shut up. You're like, this is not real.
This is not real.
But that's like when I send you my highlights of Tinder, when I just go through and find like the.
Every time you send me those pictures, I go, this isn't real life. You go, yes, it is. And it's mine. It is my real life.
You guys, if you're listening on Tinder for any dating app, I don't even understand what you guys are doing.
I feel like you get a high percentage of. Not a high percentage, insane people, men who have very creative facial hair.
Yeah.
And also,
I look for that, though, to be honest.
Right. And I feel like there's been a fair amount of men who are interested in wearing women's clothes, yes, but also dating women.
Yes.
I feel like you get,
yes,
a lot of
I
those.
I do. That's come up in my feed a lot. So, yeah.
Which, I mean, hey.
Yo,
you gotta
all the power to
but
you.
But you know what? And I also feel like at least they put that out there.
Agreed.
Like, in the front. And they're like, look, this is my deal.
Right.
Like,
totally like that.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally get it.
You could go out on a date with them and then they'd be like, this is what, and you'd be like, right, oh, I'm really sorry, yeah, but that's not.
That's not my, that's not
but
for
if you
me,
lead
but
with
all
that,
the power.
If you lead with that.
Yes, you know what you're getting into. I do appreciate the honesty. I mean, to be totally fair, I swipe Tinder looking for the worst ones I can possibly find just to screenshot them and send them to you because I find them so hilarious. Like the dude that had the braids and the beard that were bearded into his hair and like wrapped around. Remember that dude? It was
no.
Like, oh my God. That was like my favorite one.
I was so distracted by probably 15 other dudes in weird things.
He braided his beard up into his hair and it was like wrapped around like into his hair.
You know what though? I'm impressed that he even knows how to braid that well because I don't. He's
true.
Got better braiding
do
skills
do. Do you
want
his number?
No. No. I'm good.
Okay. He's probably available to teach you.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. I mean,
but that's okay.
It was, it's something else out there, I will say. And I, you know, I make fun of it. I'm sure there's lovely people. I've met some really nice people online as well. I don't want to say it's all bad, but for the most part,
I don't know.
Oh my
I haven't
God.
Heard many, many and good. I
there
feel
were
like
two, and then you know, then
that's true,
that they,
right.
It was that was it.
But
like,
then they disappear.
They disappear. Yeah, that's like the whole culture now. Also, is the disappearing. Oh, it's, you know, report card season.
Oh, mm-hmm. The worst, the not most wonderful time of the year.
It's not, although I have to say that mine, I'm not that worried about because of Varsity Tutors.
Oh, yeah. You've been talking that Harper's been using it.
She has been using it. And, you know, before Varsity Tutors, I just didn't have that many options. You know, you have to either get a tutor based on random recommendations. You spend a small fortune at a local tutoring center. You know, you kind of hope for the best.
Yeah.
But if you really want your kid to do well in school, then honestly, Varsity Tutors is the best option around. Whether it's in person or online, Varsity Tutors connects students with expert instructors. God, I can't speak today. In everything from early reading phonics to SAT prep and college courses.
Wow, that's great. Because then, you know, I mean, Lulu could use it. Harper could use it.
They do it right from home. And unlike other programs, Varsity Tutors has a rigorous tutor vetting process that ensures your child is working with the best tutors from the top schools in the country. Plus, they have an online live learning platform, which is a two-way video chat and collaborative workboard that make learning easy and convenient. Harper loves that.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it's really nice for her to be able to connect with someone and show them the work that she did and the
grade
that she
absolutely.
Got.
Absolutely.
It really helps her confidence, I've noticed. And Varsity Tutors has a 4.9 out of 5 satisfaction rating.
Pretty impressive.
Right? I mean, it really is great. If you guys want to try Varsity Tutors, to receive up to $250 and a free consultation with an education director, go to varsitytutors.com/say this. That's varsitytutors.com/say this for $250 off. Give your child the confidence and keys to success today at varsitytutors.com/say this.
That's a great deal. $250 is worth not arguing with your kids.
Definitely. We'll be right back.
bringing this back to some sort of parenting conversation.
I can't even think about our kids dating.
Right?
No.
That's the thing. No. Is like, I started having that moment the other day. Well, Harper's going into high school.
I know.
That sounded like it hurt. But Harper's going into high school. And, you know, Zoe's in middle school and stuff. And so I remember that. That was like, you know, your first kiss in middle school, starting to date boys and
or girls. I mean,
starting to date whoever, but just kisses now
is so different because Harper and I have actually talked about that, and she'll tell me, you know, first kisses of different friends or whatever. And sometimes it is girl. Because which is not a thing when we were growing up, that wasn't, or at least for me, because I'm older than you, that was like not a thing that anyone would have talked about. I really do love at least that they're, you know, really open about that.
I will say, like, I've talked to the girls about it, and they've told me, like, you know, some of their friends who are maybe, you know, more curious with them. I'm like, oh, okay, great. And, you know, my girls, like, they know, I wouldn't care one way or the other. No. But it's more so just the maturity thing, where it's like that thing where when you become a parent and you look at your kids at that age that you started liking boys or dating whatever, and you're like, no, you have no idea. you're too little. You're only a baby, right? And like, I'm starting to find myself just with like hitting this middle school thing, because, you know, Zoe just started middle school. And I think it's more so just hitting that stuff of like looking at her and being like, oh my gosh, seeing all the ways that in some ways she's mature, and in some ways they're more mature because of the internet and because of just like kids these days, I feel like, are, you know, exposed to more and whatever. So they have sort of more awareness about things in their life, or about things in the world rather. But that I look at them and I'm like, but you are still like, you're a baby.
I know. And it's, you know, it's interesting because
having honest and open conversations with them, and realizing that the things that maybe we talked about or were aware of at 11, 12, sixth grade, middle school are vastly different
than the things
that our kids are now aware of and wanting to talk to them about things, but also still keep it age appropriate. But age appropriate at 11 or 12 now, I feel like is different than what 11 or 12 was. I mean, you know, you were still wearing that I Love Boys hat.
Still waiting for someone to send me that. Just saying.
You're going to get so many fucking I Love Boys hats.
We got so many pictures of them. They are, first of all, I want you guys to know, after we talked about it the other day.
Oh, we talked about it. That's right. We did talk about it.
We got a bunch of people were like sending us pictures in our DMs of ones that are available. Uh-huh. I want you all to know, while I love every one of those, they're hilarious. They're all like really cute trucker hats. That is not the hat I had. It was like a painter's cap.
It wasn't even as cool as a trucker band in the back.
Was it tie-dye? No, because I hate tie-dye, but it was just not.
It wasn't tie-dye.
Yeah, it was terrible. The trucker hats are cool too. I'd rock one now.
I look at pictures like that, or like of me when I was 11 or 12, and I'm like, I look at our girls now, and they just seem like they're in such a different place. Yes. So, like, compared to where you were at Harper's age.
Right.
What do you feel are some of the different things that you have had to have more conversations with her about?
Well, honestly, the whole bad date thing really did go back to that with her and I, because
it was a teachable moment.
Hats off to Oprah. It was a teachable moment because, you know, I was so insecure as a kid because I just wasn't pretty, and I knew I wasn't pretty. And so when a boy liked me, I felt like even if I didn't really like them, I had to like them because I wasn't ever going to have a boy that I liked really like me.
Right.
So I would settle. And I think that actually honestly became a fair amount of a pattern in my life where I would just like I felt like I would take crumbs. And I wouldn't ask for what I deserved. And I didn't stand up for myself. And so I think that that's something, you know, and that's what I said to her, you know, and I said like that I should have been more honest with him from the get go when he asked me out and said he wanted to pick me up. I should have stood up for myself and said, no, that's not okay. But what I didn't do this time, at least, was go on a second date with him, because that I would have done. And like when I broke up with Eric, you know,
just so you know, I would have I would have killed you.
Oh, I know you would.
I would have been like, what?
I would never have done that. But when I broke up with Eric, you know, whatever, whenever that was, that was like the first time I remember like saying to you, it was my singles moment. I don't remember if you ever saw that movie, but Cameron Crowe.
Yes.
Yeah, where Bridget Fonda is like, you know, making salad and she's like, what am I doing? I can just break up with him.
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, why
do this? Yeah. Right.
Like, and it was, but I so had not been that person. I never felt strong enough. Like, I felt like I had to stay in crappy relationships. And I did that I would date people I didn't necessarily like that much. And I'd stay in crappy relationships because I didn't think I was worth more.
Right.
And so talking to Harper, it's like, just because all of your friends are, you know, getting boyfriends or trying to get boyfriends or kissing, like, if you don't want to do that, don't do it. If a boy likes you and you don't really like him, you don't have to say you like him just to fit in,
right?
Or just to feel like you're worth something. You're worth something already.
Right.
You can wait. There's not a rush. And that's, I think, the biggest conversation that we have all the time now, her and I, is it's not a rush.
I do think there, it, you know, it's being single moms and or being moms that have, you know, like, I have a boyfriend now or whatever, like being able to talk about relationships with your kids and like the pluses and the minuses or why things didn't work out or what the things were that you're looking for. I think that's actually really important and really valuable. And I think helpful in raising girls to be like, you know what, these are the things that maybe what's the face?
Continue.
Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing at you.
Fucking
serious. I know you were. And as you were saying it, I was like,
do you see this? I'm trying to have a real moment.
No.
And I get laughed at.
It's not your fault. It was that as you were saying these awesome things that you were going to say, I was thinking in my head, like, all the things my mom used to say and said when she would talk to me about these kind of conversations. And they're not like what you're saying.
Oh. That's all.
So you're doing a better job than my mom was. My mom would be like, Celia.
Well, we know how high that bar is.
Well, so. Yes. So I'm sorry. Continue. And then I'll give you some.
Well, now I don't even know what I was saying.
Oh, you were saying that you can talk to them as single moms.
You derailed my great momming moment.
Yes. But that you'd be honest with them.
And I think... that they appreciate that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's a different conversation than, you know, maybe parents that have stayed married for a long time, you know?
Yeah.
But I do think that it's even important to talk about that, like things that work or don't work in a relationship or what, and obviously at an appropriate time, but as your girls head into middle school and high school and all those things and talking to them about, like, you know, not settling and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm sure... And I also, like, I know my mom did, and I know I just didn't listen a lot of the time.
Shocking.
But, yeah. Shocking, I know. Yeah. By the way, my mom's here, in case you just heard that voice. My mom is here because she's going to be recording the next episode after this. So she's just sitting here nodding her head and going, mm-hmm. But I think having those conversations and allowing our kids and our daughters, you and I have talked about this a lot, too, to see us having those human moments and those real moments of like, look, and telling them like, I'm trying and failing, or I'm trying to do my best. And these are the mistakes that I've learned. And, you know, of course our kids probably aren't listening because God knows I didn't always listen hardly ever as a kid. My mom's looking at me. Again. So I have to be honest. but you know, I do feel like Zoe does hear these things and does see, you know, and is aware of, like, and Zoe also is a little girl that is just like, I'm not taking anyone's shit. Like,
I know.
I don't like you. I don't, you know, like, you suck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I admire her, and I've told her
so
this before, like, I admire your strength because you will tell people, like, absolutely flat out, sometimes with little tact,
right?
That's where the maturity comes in. How to do it appropriately,
right?
But you know, I think basically what this entire episode has come down to is having those honest conversations. If you're a single mom, if you're a mom that's been with your partner forever, you know, all those things. Talk about how to find healthy relationships and how to be willing to admit a mistake or admit that maybe you liked somebody and now they kind of suck or that it's not working out or whatever, and that it's okay to go find your own happiness, and it's okay to tell that person in a nice way that this isn't working and that you need to go, you know, figure things out for yourself.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so there's many conversations my mom had with both me and my sister. And, you know, she has those like random things that she'll say that make no sense.
Is there a book about it?
There should be. I'm going to write it. That one. It's going to be called It's on Wheels.
It's on Wheels.
It's on Wheels. Yeah. Well,
it's a slippery carpet.
It's a slippery carpet. These are all things my mom has come out with at random times in my life where I've been like, what the hell?
Right.
When my younger sister, when Julie was, you know, dating her first husband, there's more than one as well. Although my mom didn't know that till right before my sister died, which was also a whole other story. But my she and her boyfriend at the time had been dating for a little while, and honestly, Julie wasn't sure she liked him, but she got pregnant, and then she decided she wanted to keep the baby and told my mom that, and my mom really pushed them to get married, and my sister like fought her on it, and at one point I got on the phone with her because I was like, she doesn't even know if she likes him, why are you pushing her to get married? And my mom's response to me was, Celia, bastards are out. But next year with plaid and polka dots.
Right, yeah.
They'll
bastards,
be back in.
Bastards are the new black. Have you
I
not
mean,
heard?
If only she had waited till Game of Thrones, because I think Jon Snow brought that all the way back
He
around.
Really did. He brought it totally back. And they're very in fashion now.
But that was her whole reason. Bastards are out. And that became like an ongoing, you know, line between my sister and I. I was like, bastards are out.
Bastards are out.
Like, what the actual? And my sister caved and got married and subsequently got divorced.
Right.
I mean, she managed to have three, you know, two more kids with him, but it didn't take. And I do still think, like, you know, maybe bastards are can be in then. Like, you know, like, that was her response.
That's right. That's the name of the book.
That's her
Bastards
logic.
Are out.
Right. And in that same conversation, by the way, I was like, Mom,
also probably the title of this episode.
It's Bastards Are Out. Oh my God. Well, she listens to it, so she'll know what it's about.
Right.
In that same conversation, by the way, I was like, God, Mom, I said, you know, you just have to back off. I said, you need to let, you know, her get and do whatever she wants or whatever. And my mom said, you know what? It's Pasadena. And I went, What? Yeah.
She goes, what does it's Pasadena
it's
mean?
It's Pasadena. I'm past it. It's Pasadena. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, more of my
Pasadena.
Mother.
It's Pasadena.
It's Pasadena.
It's on wheels. It's on Pasadena wheels. On a slippery carpet.
On a slippery carpet. Mm-hmm. I know. What the hell? Yeah.
I'm surprised she didn't turn into it's Pasadena.
I'm sure she probably has since then. I don't know. As you know, as I like to
it's
send
impressive.
You
it's
all
Pasadena.
The things that she sends me, it's Pasadena. I have no idea.
That's it. That's the
bastards are out.
Bastards are out.
It's Pasadena.
bastards are Pasadena. Really?
Ooh. See, that means that they were in at one point, and then
and now they're out.
Yeah, now they're out.
Or that there's a high percentage of bastards that live in Pasadena. That could be a I don't know. I haven't looked at the census report. Lately,
I have been on a date with a bastard from Pasadena.
Which is sung to the tune of Little Old Lady from Pasadena by the Beach Boys.
I can't
it's
breathe.
It's the little old bastard from Pasadena. we've gone off the rails.
This is our next theme this song.
It's happened. My allergy medication has finally taken over.
I have
listeners are lost and like, why am I listening to this anymore?
Yeah, they're like, see ya. This was fun.
Do we have fail mail?
We have so many that I don't even know where to start because you guys,
we have gotten so much amazing fan mail now from our Never Nation, which. You guys, thank you so much for following our Instagram and our Facebook and loving all of our stupid live videos where we promise to dance for you and do ridiculous dances. Yes.
Okay, we have them. Well, we have an airing of grievance.
Oh,
which
what's
maybe
the airing
we
of grievance?
That, since really, my never thought I was also kind of a craptastic pranting moment.
Yeah,
so
All rolled into one.
this one is from Aylin. I hope I'm saying that right. She says, I wanted to share, never thought I'd say this moment I had with my daughter when she was about 6 years old. I walked into the bathroom to check on her during her bath, and I found her standing on the toilet seat, butt naked. I loudly asked, what the heck are you doing? At which she almost falls off the toilet at being caught, and she looks straight at me and says, if a boy can stand up to pee, so can I.
So she was standing on top of the toilet to pee. Had she peed yet?
Well, she said, to which I replied with, if you can't aim your pee in the toilet from there, you may not stand on the toilet to pee.
So the lid was up and she was standing on
the sides.
Oh, wow.
So she said, to prove to me that she could, she tried. Let's just say I won. She is 8 now and she is still mad that boys can pee standing up and she can't.
She needs to get one of those weird little things that you funnels. See in those. Yeah.
I want one of those. I just totally, I wish you guys could see because I totally just like made them, I don't know. I put my hand into my crotch like I was making a funnel out of, I did that.
Thanks.
Like you could
I'm
see.
I'm so glad you did that and also described it.
I thought maybe, you know, you don't know.
For visuals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing to think about.
No, it's not. Not in the least is it a good thing to think about.
No.
Peeing into your hand is a funnel is not a good idea.
Emily's editing this out as I'm talking.
No, she's making a note. Keep this in.
She said something stupid right, again.
Yeah, exactly. No, and Rachel's just like, I don't know what's happened. And my mom's like, why am I doing this podcast next?
She's just going to sneak out the door.
That's basically the vibe of the room right now.
Soon it's just going to be you and me sitting here alone. Where'd everyone go?
Right. Yeah. What happened? So that's, oh man.
Yeah. That's one. We have more.
There's
so many.
No, we don't. Emily's like, wrap this shit up.
Fine.
Let's get out of this and be done.
Everyone stop talking.
Right. So, but if you want to send us some more of your parenting fails, your never thought I'd say this moments, your craptastic
She's
parenting.
She's gesturing wildly at me.
I am gesticulating loudly and violently.
Only I could see her, but that's okay.
No, if you want to send us your moments, any moments, or any fan mail, hate mail goes to someone else.
My mom.
Not us.
It's my mom.
But yeah, you can follow us at Never Thought I'd Say This on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
And our email is...
neverthoughtid@protonmail.com. You totally made me say that because you didn't know what it was.
Yes, you're right. That's why I let you have it because I knew I was going to screw it up.
Knew it.
So send us all of your stuff. We love you guys so much, Never Nation. And remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.